Welcome again. I'm here. This is Glenda. There's so many of you here. Our community has arrived and we're together. It's a pleasure. It's an honor. And it's a grace from God that we can come together from anywhere and be united in spirit for the blessings of ourselves, our families, our communities, and the world. So I see some people are already requesting to speak. Oh, my goodness. Goodness gracious. Well, I apologize. I'm a couple of minutes late. Had a little bit of technical problems getting on. But we're here, and we are ready to roll. So let's see. Nancy,
I'm
are
here
you
too.
On the call?
I am, and I'm happy to be here, everyone. Welcome and happy Sunday. What a privilege and a blessing. And we do have several. Do you want me to open someone up, Glenda?
Sure. I think that would be great. I was actually looking for you. I was going to put you on the line. So you just spoke up. Thank you.
Well, here we go. It looks like we have Stormy to open us up. Welcome, Stormy.
Oh, hi. Just a few minutes ago, after speaking with June for a few minutes before the call, one of your blessing givers. I've been singing lately, and I just realized I wanted to give gratitude for hearing the DNA and all of the ancestors on my mother and father's side in my voice. I just thought, well, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing something different than I hadn't heard before, and I'm hearing the DNA of all of the ancestors of my heritage for hundreds and hundreds of years back. And I just wanted to put that out as a form of gratitude for that connection that I have.
You know, I really believe that, Stormy. And this is something that many of the indigenous people practice. You know, they didn't have DNA tests back in those days. They didn't have online scans of generations of people and where they came from. And but they felt this through their voice. They could feel it in their chants. Sometimes it would come through the rhythm of drumming. It would come through dance even. And they could feel it. They would do ancestral dances and ancestral chants. So you're doing what people have done for, well, since the beginning of people, I suppose.
Yes.
You know, and we do feel our ancestors. They live inside us as a rhythm that carries on forward into the future. And I think this is one of the most important things we need to learn more about concerning that particular commandment to honor your father and your mother. And I there's been so many different interpretations and mostly misinterpretations of what that word honor means. Mostly what it means is to recognize and carry forward. You see, it's even relevant, let's say, as a national military thing. When you see the flag, you recognize it and you bless it to carry forward the good things that our country has offered, the prices our ancestors have paid. You're just recognizing and passing forward. That's really what honor means. And I think that's why in that commandment, the second part of it is so that your days may be long and prosperous. In other words, you're going to carry forward the rhythm of life that was brought to you. So you're doing the very thing that ancient people did, and I'm really glad you recognized it, and that's a lovely thing to hear, Stormy. So thanks for sharing.
I also wanted to comment, years ago, a Lakota medicine man, a school teacher by trade, sent someone over to have me come into his camp at a Benbrook Lake where he fished all summer long. He sent someone over to come into his camp. He just wanted to know who I was because, first off, when I walked into his camp, he had to put his hand over his eyes because I was too bright to look at. And he says I was 100% yellow, and he wanted to know what was that. And I says, well, that's my hello color, my hello. And he went, okay. And we looked at our sacred pathway cards, and I said, this is of him. And he said, this is of me. And he says, but of all of these cards that you and I are, the one that represents the man standing in the middle of the fire, which says council fire, it is my ability to remember and be a part of my ancestors.
That's great. That's a lovely blessing, Stormy. Thank you for
that. Yeah, and I just wanted to bring that remembrance. And also Wes, you know who Wes is. He told me recently that his father's ancestors were Africans that came from Africa a long time ago. Wes didn't know that was in his, you know, he didn't know he had African ancestry, but in his father's lineage from way, way back, he has lineage that comes directly from the country right next to Nigeria, one of the little countries right west of Nigeria.
Ghana.
And that's how deep our ancestry goes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, Stormy, we need to move on. We've got a lot of people on the call. So you and I could talk forever, but we have to remember the other people on this call. So
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a beautiful day. All right.
Okay, Caroline, your line is open.
Hi, well, thank you, Glenda and Nancy. I would like a blessing for a project that's starting to come to fruition. As you may know, I've been writing, I've written a comedy self-help memoir about dealing with breast cancer and infidelity, and it's about to go into typesetting, and I'm trying to sort out a launch for it. And I even actually, Glenda, mention both of your books in there and have your books in the bibliography because they're such fabulous books, and I hope everybody reads them. So both Love Without End and Keys of Jeshua are mentioned in my book. But what I'd like is a blessing for the production of it to go smoothly and for the book to reach people and help me along my purpose of trying to reduce suffering, you know, in those topics. So that's really the blessing I would like, Glenda. Thank you so much.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm so pleased that you actually put this wisdom you have inside you, you put it into application, and put it into form that can be shared. You know, there's a lot of us with a book inside, but that book inside is only going to be read by you. Any of you on this call, if you got a book inside, try to get it on the printing press, because others could very well benefit by it. So thanks for doing that, Carolyn. And yes, you certainly have my deepest blessing. And I know that it will go into the hands of the people who are waiting to have it. And they will know it was meant for them when they read it.
Beautiful. Okay, well, thank you so much. Appreciate
You're
that.
You're very welcome. You're very, very welcome. Okay, well, who do we have next, Nancy?
We have Rhonda. Rhonda, welcome. Your line is now open.
Thank you. Hello.
Hey, hi, Glenda and everyone. I want to ask for blessings for my daughter, Katie, and her boyfriend, Daniel, related to some possible job opportunities. I just asked for the highest blessing for those job opportunities. And I also want to ask for us to bless the ozone layer. We're very concerned, as you know, a lot of people are, about climate change. And, I'm wondering if when you said that Yeshua said that
you know, we can improve something and multiply it. We can multiply it by loving it when he multiplied the fishes. So I'm wondering if we love the ozone layer to help multiply it as it is thinning. So that's it.
I think that would be a lovely blessing. And actually, one thing I would recommend any of you doing to, if you're interested in this subject, is to study a little bit about the history of the ozone layer in the development of our planet. Because it has gone through many, many stages of change and stages of supporting life. There is really very, very strong evidence that in the ancient world, the whole planet was virtually a garden. And at a certain time, now, that doesn't take into consideration all of the ice ages, all of the ages with volcanic ash, but there's very good evidence that over a long period of time, we had a very dense covering over the ozone that allowed us to literally live in a productive greenhouse. And then at a certain point, all of the moisture that was held in the greenhouse is what produced the great flood that has been, the great flood that is written in the Bible was not just only mentioned in the Bible. Just about every tribe of human around the world has their version of the great flood and how their people partially survived or partially didn't survive. And the world was repopulated and totally different after that. Prior to that, it's always referred to as a garden. And then when the moisture fell, also, as the Bible has said, springs flooded upward from the floor of the ocean, and that would have gone along exactly with the catastrophic changes in the geographic platelets of the earth that would then have produced more springs that would have elevated the seas. So there's a lot of evidence that over time our greenhouse and our lovely ozone has not been a static fixture. It's been very much alive, very much adapting and changing and supportive of the life on our earth. And so I think one of the best blessings for it is to bless its life and its continuity and its ability to adapt to whatever the next change is in the growth of our earth.
Okay, I like that. That's great.
I do too.
The reason I felt compelled to say that is that when I read so many reports, they all seem to be referring to statistical analysis of the ozone as if it's a fixed quantity, as if it's a fixed density, it's a fixed element, and if it changed to any degree, we would all perish. Well, there's great evidence that it has changed more than once in more than a few degrees. It has been the living life force of our planet through era and then through another era. And we do survive the changes. The main thing is it has to stay alive.
Okay.
It has to remain living. So when we love it, and then we love the fact that it's living and it has produced all the glorious eras of this earth, every glorious era, produce them all, including the origins of life itself. There are now very substantial, heavily weighted theories based on research that the first life on this planet originated in the atmosphere and was rained down into the earth and then took its roots in the mud of the earth but didn't originate there. So, there's a lot to love about it. And that's kind of what I wanted to say, is there's a lot to love about it. And
I really like that, Glenda. you know, because it takes away the political side of it, which can be very divisive and a lot of the information not actually accurate, and it puts the focus on the higher aspect of it all.
Yeah. It draws hard lines on, well, if this happens, that will result. If this happens, that will result. Well, what we pray that happens is that it will always remain alive.
Uh-huh.
And be in charge of its own destiny. You know, our ozone is a powerful force in the creation of life on this earth. And it is, well, it's a source of life, more than likely. It's a source of life. And so, no, it's not going to belong to one country or another, or to one political party or another, or one belief system or another, because our belief systems and politics and countries did not create this. This is a creation of the living God. And he'll take
right.
care of it. But when we love it, we add to the blessing. And I like looking at all the things it may have been to our earth. And it gives me a lot of just wonderful, warm, goosebumpy feelings.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah. Well, and I wondered if at the blessing seminar, if there's any opportunity, as a community there to, do blessings for the earth. I don't know if that's part of your structure or agenda.
We do many. And if you study, the core power of the blessing, it is actually putting all the pieces of our life back together.
Okay.
Spiritual, mental, emotional, divine, earthy, earth origin, genetic origin, all the pieces of us that actually kind of feel like Humpty Dumpty right now. Like Humpty Dumpty fell off a wall and all the
right.
things in could never put Humpty back together again. That's the way the world feels like now. Like we're all in 3 trillion pieces. How in the world are we going to put all this back together? You know, when I listen to the news and I hear what's going on and, okay, what's the next piece that fell off of Humpty Dumpty?
Right.
and we are totally out of super glue. Well, how's it going to happen? Well, that was what the whole life of Christ was about, bringing unity back to this earth, the human race, our place in the cosmic realm of divinity. Who are we? And how do we hold this place? And what you will learn is that as we find out who we are, we pull all the pieces back into place. We are of the earth. We are of the heavens. Now this little small analogy is made very clear in the book of Genesis in the creation. You know, we were created from the earth and endowed with the grace of heaven, with spirit. In other words, there's a soul indwelling in an earth-created body. So there's two pieces right there, but there's a heck of a lot more than two pieces, because as we have gone through the eons of living here and living together, we have created a pretty complex pottle. I am tongue-tied. Pot of stew. That's what I was trying to say. Oh, Glenda, get it together. Okay, and so, we really, the most important thing for any of us, whether you become a blessing giver or whether you say, I will bless with my life, any way you do it is fine. I have no judgment on that whatsoever. I have no agenda on that. I just pray that you all, each will be a blessing to your life and everybody who knows and loves you. That's my prayer for all of you. But I'll tell you one thing that's in common. Whether you pray, you meditate, you serve, you create, you're in a family situation, you're in an employment situation, whatever you do, the blessing will occur to others when you learn how to neutralize yourself. We don't give blessings to others from our attitude. Not even if it's an attitude we learn to create from the Bible. It's still an attitude, my friend. And this is what Yeshua had as a long-standing opinion about the Pharisees. They walked and they talked all their attitudes. And it wouldn't matter if their attitudes were good ones. You're still working from an attitude, my friend. You're not going to connect with God. God has no attitudes. None. Which is why he can utterly and completely forgive anyone who humbly comes and says, receive me again, O Lord. I only wish to be with you. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to bless people from our attitudes. And even if we enter a prayer and say, oh, Lord, please forgive those sinners that are creating such a problem in the world. You'll probably make God laugh, you know. He'll probably say, well, girl, let's get you grown up first. One of our jobs in the blessing seminar is to help you find that place of neutrality within yourself where you are essentially, indelibly part of heaven and earth and every other function of experience that could be part of your life. You're simply neutral to it, so you're open. That way you can be, okay, let's just use the comparison again that I've used many times of the satellite dish on your roof. There's hundreds of thousands of wavelengths, probably millions. I mean, I'm understating it all because the whole universe is energetic. But let's just for the sake of simplicity, say hundreds of thousands of energy waves moving around. How does it possibly pick up the one you want? Well, the only way it could possibly pick up the one you want is if that satellite is neutral so that you can implant the receiving signal. You see, you've got to put there exactly what frequency, what attunement is essential for picking out the exact signal you have subscribed to. And the satellite dish couldn't do that if it was, okay, to use my little stumble block again, if it was a pot of stew. It couldn't do that.
Uh-huh.
It could never find that little perfect, innocent spot of erased complication and put in your signal. Okay. In order to convey the grace of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, the wisdom, the love of Christ, you've got to let yourself go in order to be open as a conduit to others. So, well, you might say, well, Glenda, all right, well, why don't they just receive it directly? Why do they need me? Well, for the same reason that you've got to neutralize in order to receive. They don't know how to do that. And you know why they don't know how to do it? Is because every time they turn to God, it's because they've got some problems. They've got something hurting their body, breaking their heart, confusing their mind, a stumbling block in prosperity, something. And they've got, uh-huh, and not just one or two somethings, they probably got, again, a whole pot of stew of somethings. And they can't get neutral enough to receive. And when they pray, they're not going to go and pray from a neutral position. They're going to be praying from the problem. This is, if you really, really study the Lord's Prayer, you'll see that the whole sequence in the prayer was a sequence toward addressing your problems eventually, but starting out on heaven, where everything is neutral.
Uh-huh.
Heavenly,
yeah,
Father, okay? Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, that's neutralization. His prayer,
yeah,
with neutralization. And then it proceeded from neutralization into clarity. Like, forgive us our sins as we forgive those of others. So we're going to clear the field, you see? We're going to get that out of the way. And then we're just going to ask for abundance. In other words, a big salad bar to choose from without being too particular. And then, in other words, he closes, he sets the perfect order to that prayer, doing exactly what I'm telling you right now. So when we go into the blessing, we're neutral and we're open. And then we begin receiving. We attune to the earth as part of the blessing. We attune to humanity as part of the blessing. We attune to all of those around the world who need a blessing, who need forgiveness, who need to be held and given a hug. And that's all together before we even open to actually convey the blessing. We get people ready for it. And this is what we learn in the blessing seminar teaches you how to do this. Okay? And actually, it'll change your life because, A, it'll tell you how to be a better blessing in the world. Two, it'll teach you how to pray stronger prayers. It will teach you where to go when you meditate. And then it will really teach you how to actively serve in the blessing of our friends, family, and all of humanity. So it's really a PhD degree in being a child of God. Returning to your innocence, the way you were created. You're not, the world didn't create you. The world has conditioned you and worked really, really hard to implant those conditions in you with a hammer and a screwdriver. It never lets up. But that's not who you are. That's who you are. Okay. But while we're on the subject of the blessing seminar, this will be very brief. And I'm going to follow up this afternoon with an email to you. It's our weekly email where I'm going to announce our new specials of the week and give you a quote from Yeshua and a prayer that we all may share. Wanda, could I ask you to, I'll see if I can mute your phone. Okay, from here. Because, we were getting just a little bit of static coming in on your phone. Okay. Okay. Anybody that wants to mute their phone, we're fine. I don't hear any more static anymore coming in. But what I wanted to say now, I'm not going to go into details because I'm sending an email out. But with regard to the blessing seminar, now you need to, everybody, please listen. This is breaking news. I would have told you before, but I didn't know. We had a board meeting, with our board members and our advisors of the new Spiritus Church of Christ Blessing, which is a 501c3 organization that has all the rights and privileges of a tax-exempt non-profit organization. Okay. Now, all along, when you were taking seminars and buying products from Spiritus Church, the original, we were exempt from sales tax because we were a church. And churches are exempt from sales tax. So you did receive that benefit. And that helped a lot. It helped a lot of people. But we really were not in position to offer other tax exemptions. And I knew we were now for donations. And at the end of this year, everybody will receive a summation of donations they made this year. And no matter how you make the donation, whether it comes by check or through our store, it all goes to Spiritus Church of Christ Blessing. So that's where your donation goes. And we will write you a summary at the end of the year. So that will be nice for you. Okay, and I really am glad that we can offer that. But I learned something at a board meeting I did not know. And that is that any study you have with our church
that is a spiritual, religious value to you and is completed with certification or ordination is tax exempt. And not only that, all of your travel expenses are tax deductible. All of your room and board expenses are tax deductible. Every expense you have, just keep the receipts, you know, at the end of it's all. You will have certification from the church that you are an ordained blessing giver of Spirit of Church of Christ's blessing. That means a lot for you. And in the future, from this point on, our webinars will be offering certification. So even those webinars that you enroll in the future, we can't go backtrack on it because we've got to honor the law, and we move forward by the blessings that the new foundation gives us. But I think this might make a difference for some of you. Those who have made contributions for scholarships, all tax deductible for you. Those who now want to travel, and you really, really didn't think you could push the limit, almost, this might make a difference for you. And if it does, I hope you'll really, really take advantage of it because I am so pleased. I didn't know this. And I'll tell you why it didn't know it, because this only happened for us in this, in the spring. Let's see, when did it happen for us? Well, the spring of 22. No, it was the spring of 20, it was the summer of 21, that it happened for us. And those of you who've been following the blessings and the work that we do know what, a horrible state of challenge that I have been through these years. I had to move, get my life back together, and my life really was Humpty Dumpty on the downside of the wall. And I just had looked through our articles of incorporation. I hadn't studied them carefully. I didn't know how much this applied to. And so I've now actually asked our directors to please study this in depth because I had no idea the treasure that had been laid in my hands. I really didn't. But now I want to offer the treasure to all of you because this actually, you don't have to be a minister, an ordained minister to get these benefits. Any study you do with us that results in certification, all tax exempt. So, I think there's going to be more and I will announce to you as I learn it myself because I'm just really moving forward with a new lease on life, literally, a new cup of tea, and my cup is spilling over. So that's what I wanted to offer you, but I'll send the details in writing, so you'll have it. Now, this is something that we offer as an eligibility for you. You will have to consult your own tax preparer or CPA or accountant or whoever does your taxes to confirm that your tax status makes you acceptable for it. We can't do that for you because we're not, but the way this is set up is to be universally applicable. There's no, like, you have to do this or that or something else. It's just, we don't know what your tax situation looks like. So we can't advise you on that, but we can tell you what you're eligible for, and I think it's a really, really lovely opportunity. So thank you for listening, and I hope that it makes a difference in your ability to be here, and maybe the interest level that some of your friends would have in coming to join you. And by the way, there are no pre-qualifications for becoming a blessing giver, except to come with a good heart, a desire to be of service to humanity, and be closer to God. That's it.
You don't have to have a degree in this or that. You don't have to be a minister. And don't worry, if you're a minister or you have credentials with other churches, because we've got people of so many churches that are part of us, because we are Spirit of Church of Christ Blessing includes all the denominations of Christianity and the Messianic Jews. And we have people of all different religious origins. We have Hindu participants. We have Buddhist participants. And we have had Muslims, some people from Islam. I don't know if they were Orthodox Muslims, but they were of Islamic families. And because I remember in part of our discussion, some of their questions were, how do I tell my family about this? And I would laugh and say, you know, I had the same problem when I went out to the world with a portrait of Christ. How do I tell people that I actually painted him? And I worry for nothing because he takes care of it. And for everybody I know so far, he's always taken care of it. And when we say everybody's welcome, we mean it. We mean it. You don't have to pre-qualify with us. You know, if you want to know him better, if you want to be closer to him, if you want to receive his blessings and be closer to your Creator, this is a good place to get started. So, welcome everybody, and thank you for listening. And now, Nancy, we're going to take some more callers.
All righty, here we go. Thank you, Glenda, for that wonderful information. We have Jerome. Your line is open.
Oh, yes, and I'm telling you that a year ago I wanted to connect with the other side, and I prayed and I left my body here because it was in our church, and I went out to the universe. And when I went out to the universe, I saw six stars, and I went inside the six stars. And what happened there, it's the universe of everything. And I stayed there for a while, and then I came back. But that's the universe we get to go to. And I felt light and love and peace and joy and everything that I've ever wanted to do. So thank you for helping me to...
You're welcome. And yes, Jerome, see, that is for everyone.
Yes, it is.
Everyone.
Everyone. Everyone.
And ultimately, that's what everyone wants. We really all want the same thing. You know, we're just stuck in boxes, and it's the boxes that are having the conflict.
Yes. But our spirit is part of the universe, and I thank you for the love and the light and everything that you do to help us get there, too.
You're very, very welcome. It's my honor. It's my honor, Jerome, and I always look forward to hearing your laughing voice.
Okay.
And, you keep up the good work yourself, okay? And
I will,
mark a pathway for us to follow you out there into the stars.
Go to the stars. Say thank you. Light and love. Vice
all right.
Love to you, Jerome. Oh. Let's see. Thank you, Jerome. We have Steve, and your line is open.
Oh, thank you. I'm so grateful to be a part of this beautiful, amazing community. Just briefly, I'm just going through some difficult struggles, really on two levels. I guess I can relate to the Humpty Dumpty feeling. Regarding my lower back, which is a really old story, which I really hate bringing up, I really just am requesting a blessing around the complete healing of my lower back issues. I even just a little insight. It's just it you know, I've got disc issues, which and it's just kind of random where the disc will just hit the nerve, and I get these random, you know, shocks of electricity, you know, going through my whole body.
Oh, I can relate.
It's terrifying because I really at this point don't know when it's going to happen. I mean, it could happen when I'm standing or sitting or lying down or in moving or not moving. So It's just one of those things that's, it's so debilitating and demotivating and depressing. And I just, you know, I'm kind of at my wit's end around it. So it's just sort of cropped up now in the last week. And, you know, I'm, of course, doing everything I can to mitigate. But so just love a blessing around that. And then also just a further blessing, which I'm sure it's connected, that like everything is in the universe, around just my direction in life. I just right now feel a little aimless. It seems like I'm, you know, in that rowboat in the middle of the ocean, like, and I don't even know which direction to row. So, you know, just a little blessing around finding motivation and direction in my life. And so that's about it. So thank you so much. And I look forward to connecting with you, Glenda, and with everybody in the community who's going to be at the blessing seminar. So thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's going to help with everything, Stephen. It really will.
Thank you. I believe that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've got one more caller. How about it, Nancy?
We have, area code it's 541, is that?
It's Tina.
Oh, hey. Hello.
Hi. Good to be on the call. I'm resonating a lot with everything that's been said today, you know, from starting from the ozone to see it as something alive and, you know, give blessing to the journey of the earth and her on her journey. And the next, talking about how difficult it is to neutralize and how important it is, you know, to just pray from that position, because everything else is, we just have to be at a zero point or at you know, beyond good and bad, let's say that. And and right now I'm finding it challenging, you know, because praying for my daughter, to neutralize is very extremely difficult. You know, it's I'm most of the time not able to. Sometimes I get into a state where I feel like I can let go and I can really give it to God, and but most of the time, but then it doesn't last, you know. Anyway, so I want to ask for continuous blessing for my daughter Sarah and us as a family.
Yeah.
And also, I want to ask a blessing. We are having fires, and it's so if there is some rain on the way, and that might be a great blessing to really bless into that weather.
Yeah.
In its life, for the highest good, and so hopefully we'll, you know, put out a lot of the fires around us and a blessing for the, I feel so sad for the people that, homeless. I would like to take them all home, but I can't, I definitely can't right now. But for the people that have no shelter right now in the heat and the smoke. Okay. Yes. So thank you.
Yes. Well, blessings to you, Tina. I know that you have a very, very deep, and sensitive heart, and you take on a lot of burden for the pain around you. And so I ask for blessings for you, that you learn how you can be neutral and bless even more than when you take on the pain. So most of the time when we are in pain, it's because we've taken on the pain, and learning where that pain has come from and releasing that need in us to take on the pain. You see, I think that humanity, all of us, that goes for even people who've gone astray and done bad things, but all of us, we were created in innocence, and we were created as children of God. Therefore, how could we not be compassionate? But we misconstrued what compassion is when we got into the world. We thought that compassion is something we only have for some people, some situations, and then we looked at, well, we've got to get some payback on this because I'm really,
you know, it's painful to be compassionate. So you got to take care of, I take care of you, you take care of me, and then it doesn't work. It doesn't work. I'm going to give you all right now, since we are pretty much at the end of our callers, I'm going to give you an opening line that will comprise the first segment of our blessing seminar. I'll give you just a little taste right here because I feel that all of you really need to know this. I don't know how well you're going to manage it because it's going to take a little help following through. But for many of you, it will trigger the answer you're looking for. And it's really pretty simple. If you read the book of Genesis or any other reference points in the Old Testament or the New Testament where the ancient prophets are telling us about God's creation of the universe and life and the earth and humanity, following pretty much in sequence as we should see it unfolding, it seems a little bit out of place that darkness and light should come before the sun. Well, anyway, but maybe not. Maybe darkness and light are a metaphysical thing that existed long before there was a sun and moon. So I'm not going to disagree with the book of Genesis. I'm just saying that to the degree that we can make sense of everything following, even if you don't have to take it literally, because it could be coming from perceptions of wisdom that then are expressed in creative concepts. Okay, so there's a lot of ways we could look at how literal it is, how figurative it is, how symbolic it is. Lots of ways we could go on that, and there's a lot of opinions on that. So we're not going to go there. That's not what I'm getting into right now. What I want to tell you is that on the fifth day, the plants and the animals were created. In other words, organic life. Organic life preceded the creation of humanity. On the sixth day, humans were created, and we were put in this beautiful garden that predated us. In other words, the plants and the animals that predated us. Adam and Eve were shown the animals and given ownership of them by saying, name them, they are yours. Okay, all of this is a pretty tight sequence, you get that? Now, on the seventh day, our Heavenly Father rested. He created nothing further. Nothing. There is nothing in the entire sequence of all of this that ever said God created the world. And my friends, He didn't. And you ask me what's wrong with the world? God didn't create it.
That's what I love that.
Wow. God didn't create it. And not only has humanity created it, we think we can fix it by miscreating it. We think we can fix it by just taking another viewpoint on it. We think we can fix it by breaking everything down and starting over again. And God never created it in the first place. And then we start blaming God. Well, why do you let all these wars happen? Why do you let our world be like this? And God shrugs. He shrugs his head and says, well, I don't know. I didn't create it. You want to step out of it? I'll help you. My friends, there's your bottom line right there to a lot of questions you're asking yourself. And you're saying, well, Glenda, you know, we live in this world and we're children of God. Can't there be some place we live that is safe for us? And I'll say, well, you know, isn't He part of our creation? As our Father, doesn't He follow us a little way into our creation? And I'll say, okay, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you this parable. Okay. It's a little over a century ago. The Wright brothers, you know, creators of avionics, airplanes, you know what I'm talking about. Well, they got this idea. They'd just been watching the birds, and they finally figured out, well, how do they stay in the air even when they're not flapping? You know, we could see, okay, they've got these wings and they flap and they hop up to high places and they flap a little further, but then they just catch a thermal of wind and they keep on going. How do they do that? What's going on? What are the principles here? Well, they figure it out. They also play with kites and other things, and they really study aerodynamics. They get it all worked out, and so finally they build the first airplane. Now, right there, they're still right there with God because, let me tell you the difference, okay? Right there, they're with God because, you know what? They're using God-endowed intelligence, God-endowed understanding, God-endowed study of nature and how nature works, God-endowed study of the winds, okay? The winds and the thermals of weather and cloud behavior, they're working with all of the elements. They're working with the earth, they're working with nature, they're working with all of their God-endowed talents as early avionic engineers, okay? Those are talents God gave them. They're applying their talents to developing a whole new science. So, we've got a crossover point right there where we're actually going from God creation into human creation. Now, at first, it's just their creation, and they show it off. They show it off to the world. But what happens is the world takes it over. And the world says, oh, we could do this and that and this and that. We could multiply these. We could build a whole industry on these. Oh, Lord, you know, we could help people travel around the world. We could do all. Okay, now the world owns it. Okay? Now you've got Delta Airlines, Frontier Airlines. Okay? Now you've got planes that wars can be waged with. Okay? So what we do with all of these things now is into the world. So how do we deal with it? How do we create something a little more sane, a little more related to God? We got to get back to our center. The answer, my friend, is in your center. Your center, where heaven and earth come together, the poles of the earth come together, the axis of the earth turn in harmony. The winds move intelligence into your mind and clutter out of your mind. Moves you through the seasons of life. It moves you from your ancestors to the future. You get back into God's creation. And then, all of this makes sense. And eventually, we will be able to put the center back into all of these creations that now, right now, they're just spinning with chaos. And that's what's going on in the world, spinning with chaos and no center to revolve around. That's what's going to happen to your understanding in the Christ Blessing Seminar. You're going to learn how you find that center in yourself, how you put that center into the world. And we're going to talk about a really, really big other subject, but not today. We'll take it up next week. It has to do with why stress today is such an enemy to all of us, how it's taking over our lives,
destroying our health, confusing our minds, and discouraging our heart's motivation. We're going to take that up next week. So that's going to be my presentation for them. But you've had a little taste of the Blessing Course. It takes 2 days to really get this delivered. And you can't just receive it through your mind. We have to go through the physical motions and the heart-centered interchange, coaching one another to really get it all. But you're going to get it all. And that's it. And you really, really are going to be a blessing to the earth when you get it all. So I think we're about ready to start our blessing now.
Yes.
Tina, I hope this helped you a little bit, and I'm sure it will. And you'll get more. Yeah, when you come to the blessing call, you'll get even more. Okay. And whenever you start to, any of you, you start to blame God because he's not fixing the world, just remember, he has come back to you as, well, I didn't create it, my darling. Okay?
That was excellent, Glenda. Bravo. Yeshua. So good. So good.
But he came into the world to give us a centering that allows us to know how to fix what we created. And that gives even more power to his comment to the apostles. I am in the world, but I'm not of it. This world did not create me. Okay.
Yes, Glenda, before we end up, can I just want to add a blessing request for my sister, Cindy, who I told you her husband passed away on July 4th, and Rick and his transition and his soul and the family. I just want you to we add him and her family to the blessing. Thank you.
You got it. So you and others who didn't speak of are all on my list because you're imprinted in my heart. And that's how God writes his letters to us. He writes in our heart. Because the heart is actually the center of our being. And whenever we bring a centering to life, we're going to find God there. So just remember the sequences in the Lord's Prayer. That will help you. And then come and learn more. Okay? So everybody, what I want you to do now is just to relax. Those of you who are new, there's really nothing for you to do but relax and receive. But there's a little bit of preparation for being more relaxed. And one of those is just to shake out your arms and legs, because you're going to find when you do that, your neck has probably gotten a little bit tense, you know? Just turn it from left to right, up and down, shake it a little bit. Don't get dizzy, but just move it a little bit. And then your shoulders. Stretch your shoulders really up separately and then up together, okay? Same with your legs. Move them in all the directions. Lean on them and stride and step into the stride, forward and backward. Now, get into your cozy spot. And you pick your cozy spot. I'm not going to tell you whether it should be a chair, a bed, or your backyard, or for Jerome sitting on a star. Wherever your cozy spot is exactly where you'll receive the blessing, because you'll be centered. That's where you're going to center into your heart. Now, to help you get even deeper into that, now that you're in your cozy spot, I want you to be practicing the four square brick. And I'll just make it real quick because most of you are regulars. Most of you are here and you've heard me before. But the four square brick, it's very, very simple. And the reason it's square is because we're going to do it like we were drawing a square. The first thing is we're going to exhale. And the reason exhaling comes first is because it's the most relaxing breath we have. It's the breath that goes, ah. You know, it's the breath of just letting go. Ah. But I want you to do it to the count of four, and it needs to be your count of four.
because some people are just going to do it faster than others. And we don't want to accelerate or limit anyone by the count of other people. Okay. Now, after you've been in this awe state, just realize you've given a breath of not only air, but life out into the world. Well, give it a few seconds at least to absorb and say to you, well, thank you. That was nice. And do that to the count of four. Again, your count of four. So just relax after you exhale. Just relax and give it. You just gave, you gave life. So relax. Enjoy the gift. Okay. Now, life is going to give back to you. So now your turn to inhale a new fresh supply of life. Okay? To the count of four. Okay, so inhale. Your count of four. And I want you to hold it to your count of four. And as you do that, see everything you started to relax before, relax even more. Now, you're going to start all over again and keep doing the four square breath during my prayer to Yeshua. I will say an invocation to him because he says, ask and you shall receive. It doesn't mean he's not already here. He's already here with you, but he's just here in case you need him, observing, keeping you from falling down, and so forth. But he's waiting for you to ask. So I'm going to ask on behalf of everyone. Dear Yeshua, we love you, and we thank you for being here with us, always, even when we don't think to ask, when we don't think to say thank you, when we don't even think that you could meet our needs completely. We ask you now. We know that you're here. Please give to us because we need you. We really, really do need you. For you have mastered the centering we need in this world. Where we can find our peace. And from our peace, have stronger faith. And from a stronger faith, receive the healing we need. We ask on behalf of everyone in humanity. We ask, even those who would never think to ask you, we still ask for them because they're part of us and we want a better place for all of us to live. We ask for food for those who are hungry. We ask for encouragement for those who are in despair. We ask for peace for those who are wailing in anger and grief. We ask for consolation for those who have lost hope. And we ask for the strengthening of faith to those who cannot find the future. They're living, it seems to them, in a dead-end trail. Help them to see the fog lifting and light rising over the horizon, that they have a place to go, that they have opportunities to seek and walk into. Help us to understand the whole problem we're facing in living and being on this earth, so that we can turn it into answers instead of problems. For help us to know that for every problem, there is an answer. We just need to ask the right question with the right understanding, and the answers are given. We ask your forgiveness for all the things we mistakenly did wrong. We were trying our best, but we didn't really always know what we were doing. We didn't always know how to understand. We know you love us. We love you, and we just want to be with you. We want to be reunited with our Father, and we come to ask for that today. Be with us, please, in helping us find it and restore our union. In your precious name, Son of God, Lord of life, we ask these things. Amen. Blessing givers, will you stand and join me to offer the blessing?
Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now continue receiving. For now, just stay quiet. Rest for at least 7 minutes. Don't think. Don't turn your mind off about anything. Don't even pray. Just be neutral. Be a whiteboard that God can write upon. And then be open to receiving more blessings as you go through the next week. They will not stop coming. And they will come in their own timing. Just be open to it. Okay. Bye-bye for now. God be with you. May love fill you and carry you forward into the next week. And I look forward to being with you next Sunday.